Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic addresses an issue and explains how we deal with it naturally. And she's here now. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to talk about a hormone called cortisol and how it affects our health. So really, balance is the key when it comes to the hormone called cortisol. And it's a hormone that's produced in the adrenal glands. And it performs a number of really important functions. It actually helps to reduce inflammation, regulates blood pressure, helps with glucose control, and it actually even helps to formulate memories. So a lot of these tasks contribute to cortisol's role in controlling what we call the fight or flight response. So, you know, what happens when our body senses danger, this hormone cortisol kicks in with this physiological response that it actually enables you to either, run away from the danger or to fight it. So what happens, our heartbeat increases, the blood flows to our muscle groups, and our nervous system's on hyper alert. From an evolutionary perspective, from an evolutionary perspective, these responses really make a lot of sense. But because we're under so much stress in our modern life, and we're under a lot of chronic stress, it actually can affect us in some negative ways. So how it particularly affects us, it can actually lead to things like hypertension, irritability, weight gain, headaches, memory problems. There's a huge list of things that excessive cortisol can do. So I can't go through it today, all of it, but certainly it has a big issue in terms of inflammatory responses in the body. And especially for menopausal women, these symptoms can be particularly pronounced. So what happens is at the end of menstruation, when we're reaching close to menopause, cortisol levels will rise, and these can actually make menopausal symptoms worse. And more importantly, it actually really contributes to a frequent complaint that I see with postmenopausal women, and that's excess belly fat. And certainly in women who are currently menstruating, excess cortisol can actually lead to heavy, painful, or even absent periods. So it has a big role to play in terms of it can really affect our daily lives. So next week I'm actually going to talk about some steps to help to balance cortisol levels naturopathically.
Well, I didn't know that having high levels of cortisol would be bad for me. Now I do. If someone wants to talk to you about their health and some of the symptoms and maybe explore the fact that they might have too much cortisol, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. Call Dr. Betty. A complimentary consultation is yours for the asking. Again, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to hearing more about cortisol next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.